News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, you may have heard the ad a moment ago, ZLA Solutions. I was talking to them this morning. Man, they just got a massive new contract in Cullman coming up. They've got new contracts in Huntsville. What I'm trying to tell you is they've got job openings left and right. So stay tuned. If you're looking for a job, you could go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. And they've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Good ones. High pay. They've got them with benefits. And so, yeah, if you want a job, they can help you out at ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. On top of that, though, their bread and butter is helping employers get their business solutions figured out, not the least of which is staffing. So if you're trying to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, and you need somebody to help you with that, ZLA Solutions can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They're great at putting people to work. So yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Hey, if you want to call into the show right now, we got some time left. It's 4:37 p.m., headed into that go-home time, getting into the afternoon drive. I'll just tell you, if you want to call in, glad to talk to you. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. We spent time today talking about the war on woke. We spent time today talking about national insecurity. We had commentary from two other brethren, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, during the Grand Council. And right now, if you want to call in, you can, 866-494-9866. But I'm also going to start heading into the last part of my triple dipper for the day. A little bit lighter topic. News stories from around the state. I think it's important that we remember to focus back home. There's things happening around here, some of which you go, oh, I don't know about that. And others are just good news stories. So, yeah, here's one that I love. And this is coming off of 1819news.com. So 1819news.com has a guy named K. Carl Smith, a conservative black man who literally defies all the narratives that the press wants you to have about the black community. Just a great guy. And K. Carl Smith wrote a piece that came out this morning on 1819news.com talking about the fact that he and other members of the community in the Birmingham area have decided they are going to be starting the Frederick Douglass STEM Academy to provide an opportunity for disadvantaged minority kids in the Birmingham area to go to a school that puts them, you know, on par with anybody else in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. He says the academy will provide disadvantaged students in grades K through 12 access to high-quality STEM education, preparing them to compete and excel in lucrative STEM-related career fields. And it also, by the way, will feature the Frederick Douglass Liberty Curriculum, which is an inspiring and training the next generation of liberty advocates, the Frederick Douglass Liberty Ambassador. I love this. It also says, by the way, they're going to have on-site apartment complexes so that families who are currently in public housing can move there with their child and ensure the child will be at school every day. And then on top of that, he points out, he says, given the ever-increasing need for a STEM-ready workforce, we will not, all caps, not sit idly by and allow the untapped potential of African-American youth to go to waste, nor will we allow children to view themselves as victims and become socialist-minded Americans. Man, what a great story. I'm trying to find a way to get hold of K. Carl and have him on the show, because I love that. And by the way, that's happening in your state. Hey, let me just grab a call real quick on line three. James from Lacey Springs. Hey, James, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to you.
Enjoy your show. I'm a new listener. I've only been listening for a few months. But I'd like to say how I compare you to the late Paul Harvey in your delivery and description of things.
Oh, well, I do not compare to Paul Harvey in my mind, but I take that as a compliment, because that man can tell the rest of the story like nobody else.
I mean, you express things in a very clear way. They're understandable. They're not jumbled with things that goes above people's head.
Well, brother, I appreciate that very much. You sound like a Right Side ruffian. Is that what you identify yourself as, a Right Side ruffian?
I'm learning.
We'll take it. Stay with us, James. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience.
You have
a great
day.
All right, you too. James from Lacey Springs. Wow. Okay. Paul Harvey. Copper, hey, grab the mic, Copper. Did you know Paul Harvey?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, see? Now, granted, he was before your time, so yeah. I do not fault you. But Paul Harvey was a nationally syndicated talk show guy who then he became this guy who basically just like the Paul Harvey rest of the story. It was like kind of like me doing my monologue or you doing Copper's Corner. Uh-huh. Picture somebody doing that and they just syndicate out and it would be played on different networks. But it was amazing. He had the most incredible way of telling a story. In fact, I tell you what, Copper, I'm giving you homework. You ready?
Yes.
You need to Google Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer.
Okay.
Literally, you go watch it. You will have tears in your eyes and you will want to go run a farm when it's over with. That's, I'm just telling you. So yeah, wow, Paul Harvey, that's very cool. Thank you to my new brethren out there in Lacey Springs. What else have I got here? If you want to call in, by the way, 866-494-9866. All right, here's some stuff happening in the state legislature. Pay attention to your state, folks, because they're passing laws. I used to always say, even though I was one of them, that the state of Alabama is always safer when the legislature is not in session. So there's that. Story on AL.com. Dated 2 days ago. A bill is in the Alabama State House right now that would raise the penalties for removing historical monuments in Alabama. There you go. Now, this has been very controversial. So a friend of mine, Senator Gerald Allen, Republican from Tuscaloosa, he's the one that sponsored the bill a couple of years ago. When was this? I want to say 2017, because I'm pretty sure I was there to vote on it. A bill to sponsor it's called the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act that basically says you can't go around the state tearing down statues, changing the names of buildings, changing the names of streets, tearing down monuments because they don't fit with your political ideology. And some people saw, you're trying to defend Confederate monuments. Well, I got news. There was a movement to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge at one point, and that didn't fly. What if somebody wanted to tear down a statue of Martin Luther King? I don't think that would go over very well. So it's designed to preserve history, and it does provide a means by which you can, you can appeal the issue. Now, part of the pushback, and I do agree with this. I get it. Part of the pushback is it also removes local controls because locals can't say what they can do in their own community. Okay, that is the only argument that I really struggled with. But nonetheless, here's the deal. He wants to raise the penalties because the penalties are being ignored. Right now, Mobile owes $25,000 for removing a statue of Confederate Navy Admiral Raphael Sims. City of Montgomery is facing a $25,000 fine for renaming a street after Jefferson Davis to Fred Gray Avenue. Birmingham covered up a Confederate soldiers and memorial monument in Lynn Park, and they're facing $25,000. Madison County moved the monument, the Confederate monument that was in front of the courthouse. They're facing a $25,000, and they're ignoring it. So basically what he's saying is he's changing it. He wants to change it to a $5,000 per day penalty for doing this. All right, my phones have lit up, so let me do this. I'm going to grab line four, Mike from Hartsel. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mr. Williams?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that you're a fine example of what we're supposed to be as people, and you're excellently educated in the issues. And I just wanted to ask why we don't have a good man like you back in Senate representing the people of Alabama.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mike. I'm a little overwhelmed by your comments, but I do appreciate them. So I'll just start off with saying thank you. And I don't know that I earn all that, but I'm trying. Listen, man, there's some good people down there. You talk about the Senate in Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there are some good folks down there. I mean, I was down there for 8 years. And there's folks who I used to always say, if you believe that everyone down there is corrupt, you're wrong. There's folks that if they lived in my neighborhood, we'd barbecue together on Saturday night because I enjoy their company. Are there some that need to find a new job? Yes. There's some good ones down there. There's some good ones. And I won't name names in terms of who's good and bad right now, but just take heart with the fact that there's some good ones down there. And we'll see what happens after this election. There might be a few more. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate you, man. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate your service that you gave. And if you get an opportunity to ponder over it, there's always U.S. Senate. So
I don't know if I want anybody wishing that on me, Mike, but thank you so much. I appreciate you, brother. All right, man, you have a great day. Let me grab a couple more before I hit the break. Who's next, Copper? I see I got two lines lit up. Yeah, let me go to line one, Alan and Harsel. Hey, Alan, Phil Williams, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, sir. Are you having a good day?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you so much.
I'm going to tell on myself my age-wise. I got interested in Paul Harvey, and his sign-off was always, and that's the way the story is, have a good day.
Yeah.
But he was, in 1965, I believe it was, he made a scenario about socialism, what happens when socialism takes over, and what happens before you take over, before they take over. And I listened to that thing again, 6 or 8 months ago. And danged if he didn't hit it on right on the head. And that was in 1964, 65, and I thought,
oh, man.
Man, is he thinking that far ahead?
You know what? I tell you what, Alan, you're right. And the other one that got me was I recently re-listened to the, 1962 or 64 speech by Ronald Reagan, the one that Rendezvous with Destiny, they called it. And that speech, he laid it out there, and I thought that he could give that speech today. Well, if he's alive, but he could give that speech today, and it would all apply. You're right. All right, brother.
He was one of those that was way ahead of his time.
He was solid too. I loved his voice. His voice came across so well, and his delivery was amazing. Hey, Alan, I got one more call to grab before I go to the break. So thank you for your time, brother. We appreciate you being in the audience. Let me get right line two real quick before I hit the break. Keith in Gunnersville. Hey, Keith, Phil Williams on right side. How you doing today?
Oh, doing good.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, I kind of had a question. You know, I've been kind of hearing this ad on the y'all station about, I guess it's Wes Allen that's running for Secretary of State.
Right, yeah.
And he said something in there about sponsored and passed legislation to stop curbside voting in Alabama. How is that possible if he's in the judicial branch, not legislative?
Oh, no, sir. He actually is in the House of Representatives now. He used to be a probate judge.
Oh, okay.
He was a probate judge, and then he ran for the state house. He's been serving in the Alabama House of Representatives now for the last 4 years, I believe.
Okay. Well, maybe he needs to make that clear in his ad.
No doubt. And he's a good guy. I know Wes. He's been on the show once already. His dad is actually Senator Gerald Allen, who is the one I was talking about a minute ago, was sponsoring the bill about the Monuments Act. So there's father and son, one in the Senate and one in the House, and he's the one. He is running for the Secretary of State now, yes.
Okay. Well, I need to look into him a little bit more then.
All right. No worries. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you being in the audience, man. Have a great day. All right, folks, listen, we got to move to a break right now. We come back, we will wrap up the day. Great calls. If you want to call in, I can probably get one or two in for the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid. Conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Heading into the final moments of the show here, I got to tell you, folks, listen, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of our team members, one of our sponsors, if you will. Vandy's, is James Vandergriff, the guy that owns Vandy's, because it's a small veteran-owned business. He's a veteran of the War of Afghanistan. That means a lot to me personally, I'll be honest. And Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve all of Huntsville, Madison, the surrounding areas. They're like a one-stop shop, I always say, for HVAC repairs, gas or electric, does not matter. But the kicker for me, the thing that you're going to want to know, is they're open 6 days a week. So if you have something go out, like your heat or your air goes out on a Friday night, they can be out there on Saturday. That's rare. All right, so 6 days a week, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They're not going to upsell you. They're going to give you a free estimate first. And they are literally all about service. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, call them today at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, we've had a great show today. I mean, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and the last hour has been more fun than the other two. I mean, there's some heavy topics in there, you know. And I'm going to set aside, by the way, I've got some stuff that I didn't even get to today on my last section there, Sweet Home Alabama, that is good enough to where I want to keep it, and I'll save it for tomorrow. We'll do some more of that then. And I'm also going to try and reach out to K. Carl Smith, see if I can get him on the show for tomorrow, and tell us what's going on with this Frederick Douglass STEM Academy thing. I love this. The idea that young disadvantaged minority kids in Birmingham don't have to be relegated to their zip code. They can get a great STEM education and be taught about liberty at the same time. I want to know more about this. So that's going to happen. But the rest of the show, you know, the national insecurity piece that I did, keep your eyes open, all right? But I would say this, take heart. Take heart, because this is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And they are doing what they can right now, the liberal progressives, they're doing what they can to try and undermine the very roots of the tree of this nation, all right? They're doing all that they can to try and make it something that it's not. It was never designed to be what liberal progressives want it to be. This nation was founded on the premise that liberty matters and that we should always err on the side of freedom. And their desire to see government be the answer to everything you need and to oppress you by basically making you dependent upon government for all that you need is absolutely antithetical to what the founding fathers created when they started this nation. The documents that started us as the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution with its subsequent Bill of Rights are absolutely not designed to be frivolous. They are not designed to be what President Biden said the other day, that there's no amendment that's permanent. Well, I got news. There's a legislative process, Mr. Executive. You have no say over it. And the very idea that it should not be considered sacrosanct. Until such time as a legislative process can amend the Constitution, it cannot be otherwise disenfranchised. So folks, listen, we are who we are as a nation, and we ain't going away. And there's more of us than there are of them. Well, folks, as you're driving home today, I'm just going to tell you in my closing comments, one of my favorite places is Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm looking at their website right now thinking what I want for dinner. And I'm thinking, I don't know. Do I want breakfast for dinner? Or do I want dinner for dinner? But I do know this. They love Right Side Radio, and they've got a special going. So text 87338 text the word right side to 87338. They'll give you points, free beverage. The other day I got a cappuccino with my womlet when I was at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then South Royal Parkway in Huntsville. All right, folks, that's Right Side Radio for the day. Copper and I back tomorrow at 2. Right now you got the great one, Mark Levin. You guys have a great night.